This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more information, you can head to www.insightradio.co.uk. While the Edinburgh International Book Festival celebrates the sheer joy of reading, the choice of books for readers with sight loss still remains limited. That's why over the past 11 years, the Book Festival and RNIB have joined forces to showcase just what RNIB National Library Services do to make books accessible. One book entering the Talking Books Library at this year's festival is Blood Whispers by John Gordon Sinclair. He joined me on stage in front of an invited audience and told me about the book.
Well, it's the follow-up to my first book was called 70 Times 7, which was set in the early 90s, and this is a kind of follow-up to it, a very loose follow-up to it. There's a minor character in the first book called Keira Lynch, who is trying to escape from her past, and her mother and grandmother bring her over to live in Glasgow, or they did in the early 90s, and she is now, the Blood Whispers are set in the present day. It's set in 2014, mm-hmm. and she's living in Glasgow, and she's a lawyer. She works as a criminal lawyer. The events, things that have happened to her, if you read the first book, you'll understand what happened to her when she was younger, when she was an eight-year-old kid, and it informs who she is, who her character is, and why she's become a lawyer and trying to help people. But you don't have to have read the first book.
Yeah, I asked you that before. You don't have to have read the first book to enjoy the second one. It's standalone.
It's a standalone book, really. And she's a lawyer. She gets involved with this young girl, this young...